This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, April 17. Mary, Jesus' mother. Our reading comes from John chapter 19. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Jesus' entire ministry was characterized by selfless acts, healing sick people, feeding hungry people, taking the role of a servant, and even raising the dead were major parts of his ministry of bringing the good news of God's love for us all. Jesus was always looking out for others and putting them and their needs ahead of his own. So we shouldn't be surprised that as he hung on the cross, he was still thinking about others. Jesus' mother, Mary, stood by helplessly, watching her son die on a cross. No doubt she wept with the others who stood with her. And while Jesus neared death, he reached out to make sure that she would be taken care of. He told the disciple that he loved, John, that he should take Mary into his home and treat her as his own mother, and that Mary should treat John as her own son. Of course, Jesus' death was the most selfless act of all. He gave up his own life and died for our sins so that you and I wouldn't have to. He took on all of God's wrath and punishment against sin so that we could be forgiven. Today and every day, let's remember our Savior who lived a selfless life, died a horrible death to take away our sins, and was raised from the dead to conquer sin and death once for all. Pray with me. Jesus, we can't thank you enough for the selfless act of your death for our sake. Help us to live every day remembering your selfless love for us. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.